Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes... I Call BS.
Yeah, well, we've all got one today, boys. This one I'm going to give to people as a warning or advice. Don't do this to people when the finals are on, like my wife Christine did to me last night. We went to the football, watch our Rabbitohs play. She has a couple of wines and she sits down in the grandstand with me and she talks about the granddaughter's getting another tooth, or the daughter's angry at the husband, she's off him, or we need new carpet upstairs, or the garage is a mess. There, any other time in the day, you can tell me that. Just for the 2 40-minute things while the footy's on, I call BS on people that want to talk to you when the footy's on. If you see me at the footy, please, can we just watch the footy? You know, I mean, and people go and tell her what I said. Please go and tell her, because this has got to stop. People talking to you when you're watching the footy.
Darling, I was only joking. You've got to listen to one more second.
I can't empathise with you.
Yeah, listen, I mean, to really.
I can empathise with you there. I remember watching one of the preliminary finals last year, it was. And we're sitting on the couch at home and my wife, she started talking about politics and climate change. And I was trying to watch Souths and the Raiders. You know, and I just
any
remember,
other time.
Can I just have this little window here and then we can get back to that a little bit later on?
All the important stuff.
Yeah.
Good. Well, we finally agree on something, Hoops.
There you go, Anthony. First time for everything.
Have you got a call?
Now, I've heard, while we're on the subject of last night's match, is this right? You were approached by several fans about trying to take selfies out night in the chairman's lounge
the
at Souths?
One all year, and that was that one last night.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's unconfirmed reports that then he had to come back and ask who you were.
He took the photo with me, and he comes back and goes, I don't want to sound like, you know, ignorant, but, you know, like, what radio station are you on anyway? So he'll wake up this morning and go, who's this old bloke I got a photo with?
He thinks he's got Moon Man in the Morning.
I thought you were going to say Billie Jean King. Anyway.
There's his older brother.
Who else wants to call? BS.
I'll call BS. So, look, the Broncos made a big announcement with Kevin Walters being appointed the new head coach. You know, great result for the game, the club, champion of that particular club, won 5 premierships while he was there. But I want to call BS on the executives who are running the joint at the moment because of all these stories that are being published about Craig Bellamy possibly coming in 2022 as a coaching director. Rather than give Kevy what every other coach who has ever been appointed to that lofty position, which is a full-blown press conference in the boardroom, in Broncos blazers, all that sort of thing, Kevy had to go and find a polo shirt from the apparel store and then an old student, and he essentially organised all of the media himself.
Unbelievable.
I just reckon they've dropped the ball badly there.
Mm. All right, Paul, would you like to call BS? Or you've kind of done already with the
You took me thunder with the Bledisloe. Though. Look, I'll rest on my laurels there, Anthony.
And Gordon.
I was watching the girls' game yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I watched that.
Mm. Yeah, the Broncos versus the Dragons. And it was you know, one thing, the quality of football is outstanding. But one of the Broncos girls tackled a Sheila and pulled her hair.
Tackled her. Yes, I saw that.
Yes, I'm like, how can you tackle and pull someone's hair and not get sent off or sin bin?
Yeah. Mm. I wonder if in this day and age, the technical term is tackled a Sheila and pulled her hair.
Actually, while we're on that, Gordon,
He-Man was my favourite show. It was just a character, just a strong character.
Can I check, Gordy, that game on Friday night, the was a moment where Charles Nickel Klokstad came across and he got Josh Morris up around the head area. There was no penalty, there was nothing, and it looked as though Morris would have been a good chance of scoring had he not made that play. Did you think that they should have got a penalty for that, or?
I think when you're going to save a try, you go as hard as you can. But mate, of course, if you go above the shoulders and you make contact with the head.
Well, that's it. It's normally a penalty, isn't it, for any sort of contact with the head.
Any contact with the head.
Yeah, so I'm not saying I loved the play. It was a huge play in the context of the game. And to Nickel Klokstad, he nailed it. But I did think the Roosters were a little bit unlucky there not getting a penalty.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.